With KAZU News, I'm Erica Mahoney. Wildfires have devastated the Central Coast. In Santa Cruz County alone, over 900 homes were destroyed. Roads and utility lines have been badly damaged. And there's another essential resource that's been impacted by the blaze, water. For KAZU News, Hannah Hageman reports.
The CZU Lightning Complex fire badly damaged 7.5 miles of water supply lines in northern Santa Cruz County. When wildfire strikes, water infrastructure that's made out of plastic is particularly at risk for contamination. If pipes and tanks lose pressure or get hot, chemicals can leach into the water supply.
My biggest concern is my 1.5-year-old son.
That's Bogdan Marion, a Boulder Creek resident. About 3 weeks ago, his home was one of over 3,000 households in the San Lorenzo Valley Water District that was put under a do not drink, do not boil water order. For Marion and the majority of residents in the area, the district and state water board have declared the water safe to drink again. The agencies say drinking water samples are still being collected.
I think people are a little traumatized and they just, you know, they want to go back to normal. You know, back in the good old days when we just had to worry about a global pandemic.
For now, Marion says he's being extra cautious. He and his family continue to use bottled water for drinking, cooking, dishwashing, and they've been boiling it to bathe their son.
As far as brushing my teeth and drinking the water, I think, and a lot of the neighbors that I've spoke to here are going to err on the side of caution and just wait a little bit because these samples have to be repeated.
Andrew Welton's seen this happen before. He's a professor of civil and environmental engineering at Purdue University.
Wildfire damage to drinking water systems is a problem that's probably always been there.
But not much was known about this until the last few years. Welton advised local, state, and federal agencies on water contamination in Butte County after the campfire. Welton says when wildfires hit, water utilities and the state water board should take a more protective approach until they have a lot of drinking water samples.
Allowing people to bathe in that water and then coming out later, finding contamination and telling people, well, yeah, we shouldn't have let you bathe in it. Don't bathe in it anymore, undermines the whole credibility of the response.
In the Riverside Grove neighborhood in northern Santa Cruz County, benzene has been detected at levels that exceed state and federal drinking water standards. That means people exposed over a period of years could be at risk for long-term health issues such as cancer. It's still early, though. The San Lorenzo Valley Water District is continuing to take samples in regions where water orders have been lifted and in regions where water orders persist. Here's Stefan Kahina with the State Water Board's Division of Drinking Water.
The other zones that are still under notice, we have not been seeing that same contamination. And we keep looking for it, and we keep not seeing it. I think we have, even after just a few weeks, a fairly good idea of what parts of the system are still at risk and the level of risk that they're under.
Still, Purdue University's Andrew Welton says water contamination can take months or even years to clean up, depending on the extent of the damage. He also worries that in the face of climate change, more communities are becoming vulnerable to wildfire-linked water contamination.
So this will be here for a very long time, and it is incumbent upon those state and federal and local officials to act based on evidence and protect the health and safety of the people that they are to serve.
People who are already living through the trauma of a wildfire and all the impacts left in its wake. For KAZU News, I'm Hannah Hageman in Santa Cruz.